This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore. California zoos are reopening after being closed since mid-March. KCBX contributor Angel Russell visited the Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero and spoke with the Santa Barbara Zoo about what visitors can expect.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the zoo.
The gates of Charles Paddock Zoo in Atascadero finally reopening. Zoo director Alan Baker says it was a bit eerie being at the zoo without visitors for so long.
Our job didn't really change. The animals are still here. So our routines kind of stayed the same. It was just kind of like being in a ghost town. It was just us and the animals and nobody else. So it was just very surreal working here while it was closed.
What colors do they have?
With months of kids mostly staying at home, parents like Haley Mack say it's relieving to be able to take her two children out to attractions again.
And I asked my daughter, because she's been dying to come back to the parks and come back to the zoo. So I said, hey, you want to go to the zoo today? And she jumped up and down and gave me a hug and told me I was the best. So that felt really good, but we're excited to be here.
While walk-up admissions are still welcomed, there are new procedures and guidelines for visitors to follow, including reduced capacity to 40 visitors at a time. Baker says adults, but not kids, will need to wear facial covering. And they will also need to follow painted animal prints on the ground to ensure safe distancing from other visitors. The tiger exhibit also has a new barrier. Since Baker says with tigers at the Bronx Zoo having tested positive for the virus, he needs to be extra cautious.
We know our tiger could get it, and we've added some new fencing to kind of pull people back a little bit from the tiger. So if someone sneezed or something and didn't have a mask on, they're far enough away, we hope, that it wouldn't go to the tiger exhibit.
While the Charles Paddock Zoo is open now, the Santa Barbara Zoo will reopen to the public starting Tuesday. CEO of the Santa Barbara Zoo, Rich Block, says there are a number of changes, with the main one being before you even reach the zoo, walk-up admissions are not being accepted for now.
They need to go to the website because we are now using time ticketing.
Although your zoo experience along the Central Coast will be a bit different for now, Block says it'll still be an important educational experience. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell, reporting in Atascadero.